This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, has arrived in New Delhi on a five-day state visit to India. Dr. Muizu was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the visit will provide further boost to the long-standing India-Maldives comprehensive bilateral partnership. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Dr. Muizu and appreciated his commitment to enhancing the India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that today the talks between Maldivian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give a new impetus to the friendly ties between the two countries. Today in New Delhi, President Dr. Muizu will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldivian president will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will also call on the visiting dignitary. Dr. Muizu will visit Agra and Mumbai tomorrow and Bengaluru on Wednesday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the third Kautilya Economic Conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global polity. Dr. Jaishankar said it is apparent that levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that 1,000 crore rupees has been earmarked for venture fund to space startups. Speaking about the important features of the first 100 days of the Modi government 3.0 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that the number of space startups in the country has gone up to more than 1.5 lakh in the last 10 years, raising India to number 3 in the world ecosystem. He also informed that the space sector has been a jump from just one digit to 200 plus space sector within a short span of time. The minister further informed that 100% foreign direct investment provision allowed by Narendra Modi government in the space sector has proved to be a great boost for the new initiative and new entrepreneurs. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters in all 22 districts. Mr. Agarwal said that all the strong rooms are under CCTV surveillance. Electronic voting machines have been kept under three-layer security. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20I of the three-match series in Gwalior yesterday. Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Surya Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten with a winning knock of 39 off 16 balls.